Welcome back, everybody. We're diving into something pretty wild today. It looks like you've been digging deep into the ancient alien theory
Oh, yeah.
based on all this material you sent over, ancient alien theory, extraterrestrials, helping ancient civilizations along. I mean, pyramids, could they be a sign of alien intervention? What do you think?
It's definitely a question that's captured imaginations for a while now.
Right. And we'll get to the bottom of it all.
And for good reason, it really mixes history and archaeology and a bit of what if.
Yeah.
It's a great recipe for the imagination to run wild.
And we're going to break it all down. But hey, we respect your time. So
Absolutely.
no rambling here. Just the highlights, the big aha moments. And honestly, you'll probably walk away with more questions than you started with.
That's part of the fun.
We're talking Great Pyramid, Sirius, the Nazca Lines, stuff that makes you go, hold on. How did they do that?
Yeah, it really boils down to that, doesn't it? The ancient alien theory. I mean,
Yeah.
looking at these massive ancient structures and wondering, did they really have the tech back then?
It's almost like looking at a puzzle where some pieces seem to be from a totally different box.
That's a good way to put it.
So let's start with maybe the biggest head scratcher, the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Back.
I mean, just the size alone is mind-blowing. This thing was the tallest thing on the planet
For almost 4,000 years.
for over 3,800 years. Crazy.
3,800. Yeah, I mean, the scale's impressive, don't get me wrong, but it's the precision that really gets you.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking huge blocks, some weighing tons, fitting together so tightly you couldn't slide a razor blade between them.
Right.
And then on top of that, you've got the near perfect alignment with the cardinal directions.
It's like they had laser levels and diamond saws back then, right?
Right. So is that where the ancient alien theory comes in to
Yeah.
fill in those gaps? Spaceships and futuristic tools?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, the idea itself has been around, but it really took off in the 60s with Eric von Däniken's Chariots of the Gods.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one.
That book really got people talking and arguing, let's be honest.
It's kind of like those sci-fi movies, right? Aliens coming down, giving us a tech upgrade.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
But the theory is a little more, well, nuanced than that, isn't it?
Definitely. It's not as simple as aliens handing us blueprints. It's more like maybe they influenced ancient cultures
Right.
subtly. And it's not just Egypt. It's important to remember that
My.
this theory, it looks at structures all over the world.
And speaking of other places, those Moai statues on Easter Island
Oh, yeah, those are fascinating.
immediately come to mind. Those massive stone heads. I mean, just how? How did they move them?
And then erect them, yeah.
It's insane.
It's incredible.
And then you've got the Nazca Lines in Peru, these massive geoglyphs just etched into the desert floor, and you can really only see them from the air.
Yeah, almost as if they were meant to be seen by someone looking down from above.
Now, knowing how much you love astronomy, this next bit is gonna blow your mind.
Oh.
Some of those Nazca lines, they seem to line up with constellations.
Really?
It's like a giant star map.
Wow.
It's really something, right? So, could it be aliens helping out with these projects? I mean,
It's fun to think about.
imagine, right, them swooping in with some crazy advanced tech, cutting these stones with lasers, levitating them into
Yeah,
place.
it's a very cool image, very captivating.
Right.
But we also have to acknowledge, I mean, ancient civilizations, they were incredibly skilled.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had tools and techniques, maybe not lasers, but they were sophisticated.
I get that. But could they really move those massive stones? I mean, just with ropes and ramps? That's where I get a little skeptical.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It seems like even with tons of people, the sheer weight and precision would be nearly impossible.
That's the debate, isn't it? That's what keeps
Wow.
the conversation going.
Right.
The ancient alien theory, it makes us question what we think we know about the past.
Yeah.
It's like holding a mirror up to history and saying, hey, are we missing something here?
For sure. So, beyond the actual structures, are there any other clues that could point to extraterrestrial influence? I mean, I know some ancient texts talk about gods coming down from the heavens.
Oh, yeah, like, are those just misinterpretations of alien encounters? It's
Exactly.
an intriguing thought. I mean, for example, you've got those Sumerian texts, right? Talking about beings and fiery chariots coming down from the sky.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty wild.
They're vivid, detailed, and they definitely lend themselves to interpretations that go beyond just mythology.
Yeah, and it's not just the Sumerians, right?
Right?
I've seen similar stories in Egyptian and Babylonian records, too.
Yeah, it's true. It's like this global echo rippling through time.
Yeah, this recurring theme of beings from the sky, you can't really ignore it.
And that's what's so interesting. you start seeing these patterns, these connections that go beyond individual cultures.
Yeah.
And it points to maybe a shared experience, a shared story.
A shared story, yeah.
And some researchers, they believe that shared story, well, it might just involve visitors from another planet.
So let's play pretend for a minute.
Okay.
What if these texts aren't just myths or metaphors? What if they're actual accounts of alien encounters? What does that mean for our understanding of history?
It would be a huge shift, wouldn't it? I mean, it would challenge how we see humanity's place in the universe, maybe even rewrite history as we know it.
Yeah, wow.
And potentially make us reconsider the origins of cultures and beliefs.
It's a lot to take in.
Definitely.
So where do we even go from here? How do we sift through all these claims and counterclaims?
That's where the deep dive begins, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We look at the evidence, consider all sides, and ultimately you get to decide how it all fits together.
Okay, let's do it. Let's explore the arguments for and against the ancient alien theory, weigh the evidence, and see where this journey takes us.
Sounds like a plan.
So we know the ancient alien theory makes some pretty big claims.
Yeah, it's not shy about it.
But what are the actual arguments, the evidence they use? What do they say?
One of the big things they point to is the insane precision and scale of these ancient structures.
Oh, yeah.
They say that level of sophistication, it doesn't match up with what we think ancient civilizations were capable of.
So basically they're saying humans back then, with their limited tools and knowledge,
right,
they couldn't have possibly built these things. It's like saying, I don't know, a toddler built a skyscraper with Legos.
Haha, that's a pretty good analogy.
Right.
Proponents of the ancient alien theory, they point to the super tight joints in the pyramid stones,
yeah,
astronomical alignments, the sheer challenge of moving these massive blocks, quarrying them,
yeah,
lifting them. They say that would have required some seriously advanced tech, stuff ancient humans just didn't have.
And I mean, you can't deny it. These structures are unbelievable even by today's standards.
For sure.
So what's their alternative? Do they think aliens were like right there on site, supervising construction?
Some theories do suggest that, yeah.
Yeah.
Aliens getting hands-on, providing tools, knowledge, maybe even doing some of the heavy lifting themselves.
Wow.
But others, they lean towards a more subtle influence, maybe shared knowledge, inspiration, something like that.
So maybe ancient humans, they get a visit from some friendly aliens, mm-hmm, who share some advanced engineering tips, some astronomical insights.
Right.
And boom, suddenly humans are building pyramids.
It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they'll point to ancient texts and artwork.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
That seem to show, I don't know, beings coming down from the sky,
yeah,
or interacting with humans in ways that suggest they had some pretty advanced tech.
Yeah, like those cave paintings with those weird figures.
Right.
Elongated heads, objects that kind of look like spaceships.
Could be more than just art, right?
Yeah, it could be like visual records.
Records of real encounters with beings from other worlds.
It's a wild thought.
And that's the big question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. With the ancient alien theory,
yeah,
are we looking at imagination or are we looking at real events that got turned into myths and legends over time?
It's fascinating to think that some of our myths and legends,
yeah,
could be based on something real.
All right.
Even if it's filtered through a completely different worldview.
Exactly.
But even if we say, okay, maybe, it still begs the question, why? Why would aliens travel all this way to hang out with ancient humans?
That's the big one, isn't it? And there's so many theories.
What do they say?
Some say maybe they were just observing us.
Like we observe ants?
Yeah, kind of like anthropologists studying a remote tribe.
Oh, interesting.
Others say maybe they had a plan, you know,
yeah,
guiding our evolution,
yeah,
sharing knowledge to steer us in a certain direction.
Like those sci-fi stories, yeah, where aliens come down to help us out or warn us about some big danger.
Right. Could there be some truth to those stories? Did ancient humans get a cosmic heads up from E.T.?
That's wild.
Proponents of the theory, they often point to those sudden jumps in human knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Those big leaps forward.
Throughout history, like suddenly we have agriculture, writing complex societies. Could that be, at least in part, because of alien influence?
It's a big question.
Definitely. Yeah. And look, even though there's no hard proof for the ancient alien theory,
right,
it gives us a different way of looking at history.
Yeah.
Challenges our assumptions.
Makes us think outside the box.
Exactly.
So we've heard the arguments for the ancient alien theory, but like with everything, there's another side.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What do the skeptics say about all of this?
Well, skeptics, being skeptics,
uh-huh,
they come at it with a healthy dose of doubt.
Right.
They tend to focus on how resourceful and clever ancient humans were.
Okay.
arguing that we don't need to bring aliens into the picture to explain what they accomplished.
So they're saying humans built the pyramids
yeah.
and all those other incredible structures with their own knowledge and skills, no help from ET.
That's the gist of it. They point to evidence of sophisticated tools and techniques used by ancient builders.
Right, like what kinds of tools?
Copper chisels, ramps, levers, rollers, things they could use to move those huge stones.
Okay.
Construct complex structures.
Yeah.
They argue that even if we don't fully understand every single method they used,
right,
that doesn't mean we have to jump to aliens.
It's true. Just because we haven't figured it all out doesn't mean they didn't know what they were doing.
Right. And skeptics often bring up Occam's razor.
Occam's razor, yeah.
The idea that the simplest explanation is usually the best.
Right.
So in this case, it's more likely that humans did it themselves.
Yeah.
Rather than getting help from some interstellar construction crew.
So instead of saying aliens did it,
yeah,
we should look at all the other possible explanations first.
Absolutely.
It's like a mystery. Yeah. You don't just point at the first person you see and say, they did it.
Right.
You investigate, gather evidence, see where it leads.
Exactly. And the skeptics argue that the ancient alien theory kind of skips all that.
Oh, interesting.
Jumps to the alien conclusion too quickly and says aliens did it when it could have been human ingenuity.
Makes sense.
Even if we don't fully get how they pulled it off.
But what about those ancient texts? The ones that seem to show beings coming down from the sky? How do skeptics explain those?
They don't necessarily dismiss them as pure fantasy.
Okay.
But they tend to interpret them more symbolically.
Okay.
Metaphorically. Not as literal accounts of alien visits.
Interesting.
They suggest that these stories might be ancient people trying to make sense of things they didn't understand.
Like what kind of things?
Natural phenomena.
Okay.
Or expressing their religious beliefs, their understanding of the universe.
So instead of a spaceship landing,
yeah,
maybe they saw a comet or something.
Right.
And interpreted it through their own worldview.
It's like seeing a shooting star.
Right.
And making a wish. We give meaning to these events based on what we know and believe.
And the skeptics also point out that a lot of these ancient accounts,
yeah,
they're incomplete, fragmented, right, maybe translated and retranslated over time.
It makes it hard to know for sure what they meant originally.
Right, like trying to piece together a conversation from a few random words.
You might get the general idea, but you're filling in a lot of blanks.
With our own assumptions.
Ugly.
So basically, there's a lot of room for debate.
For sure.
When it comes to interpreting these old texts and artwork.
That's part of what makes it so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not black and white.
No.
There are shades of gray, different perspectives, room for interpretation.
Right.
And that's where critical thinking comes in.
So it's not about proving or disproving the ancient alien theory.
Right.
It's about looking at the evidence, hearing both sides.
And making up your own mind.
Based on the information we have.
Exactly. It's about using your brain, exploring possibilities.
Right.
Maybe even challenging what we think we know about history, tech, the universe itself.
Well said. I think we've done a good job presenting both sides here.
Yeah, I think so.
We've looked at the claims from the ancient alien theory supporters, and we've heard the counterarguments from the skeptics. Now, I'm curious to explore some of the bigger implications of this theory. Even if we don't have hard proof of aliens being involved with ancient civilizations, what are some of the questions, the potential consequences that come up just from thinking about it?
That's a great question. It takes us into some really interesting territory.
Mm.
Because even if we never find that definitive proof, you know, the smoking gun that says aliens were here.
Right.
Just thinking about the possibility, it changes how we see ourselves, our history, our place in the universe.
It's like looking through a telescope for the first time and realizing, whoa, the universe is way bigger and more complex than I thought.
Exactly.
It makes you reevaluate everything.
It forces you to consider things you might have dismissed as pure sci-fi before.
And that's where the real power of the ancient alien theory is, right?
I think so.
Not necessarily whether it's true or not. But its ability to spark our curiosity, to challenge what we believe, make us question the limits of what we think we know.
It's about embracing the mystery, the wonder, the possibilities.
Yeah, acknowledging that there are still things we don't understand, mysteries that might never be fully solved, and that's okay.
Exactly. That's what makes exploration so exciting.
I love that. It's a good reminder that even with all our fancy science and tech, there's still room for wonder and awe.
Absolutely.
So we've looked at the evidence, the arguments, the broader implications.
Yep.
Now I want to hear your thoughts. Hypothetically, let's say the ancient alien theory is true.
Okay.
What are the biggest consequences for humanity? How does that change how we see ourselves, our history, our place in the universe?
Whoa, that's a huge question, one that could have implications for everything we think and do. Let's dive into those potential consequences in the next part.
Okay, so let's get into those consequences then. It's time to, like, put on our imagination hats and really picture a world where the ancient alien theory, it's not just a theory, it's like fact. What happens? What changes?
Well, just imagine what it would do to religion.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of faiths, they're built on the idea that, you know, humanity was created by a divine being.
Right.
So how would those beliefs deal with the idea that maybe we owe our existence, or at least our tech, to aliens?
Yeah, it would definitely shake things up.
Big time.
It's like finding out your whole family history is a lie.
Right.
Makes you question everything you thought you knew.
And it goes beyond specific religions, too.
Yeah.
It's about how we see humanity's place in the universe.
Right.
We've always thought of ourselves as, like, the top of the food chain, the most intelligent.
Yeah, the most special.
Yeah, maybe even the only intelligent life out there. But what if we're not? What if we're just one of many and not even the most advanced?
It's kind of scary, but also exciting, right?
Yeah.
On one hand, we're not as special as we thought. Mm. But on the other hand, whoa, there's a whole universe out there.
Imagine.
Other civilizations, what are they like? What have they accomplished? Could we learn from them?
Could we talk to them?
Those are the questions that would drive science for years to come.
Imagine the resources.
Huh?
All going into space exploration, looking for alien life.
Trying to find our place in the cosmic scheme of things.
Exactly.
And it's not just about science either, right?
Right.
Think about the cultural impact. Movies, books, art, it's all full of aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad.
Right, right.
But what if we knew for sure aliens interacted with our ancestors? How would that change our stories, our fears?
It would change everything. We might start telling different kinds of stories about aliens.
More realistic ones.
Yeah, more nuanced.
Mm-mm.
Because if they were part of our past,
yeah,
they're not just characters, they're part of our history.
And speaking of history, what about, like, the practical stuff? Imagine the tech we could develop. If we could just figure out a little bit of what they knew, the stuff that let them build the pyramids.
It's mind-blowing. It could revolutionize everything.
Energy, transportation, medicine.
Anti-gravity, interstellar travel, maybe even figuring out how to live longer.
Okay, now I'm getting a little too sci-fi.
Uh-huh.
But seriously, it's fascinating to think about how much could change our society, our tech, how we see ourselves.
It all goes back to that initial question, right? Who are we? Where do we come from?
And we can't forget the ethics of it all.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
If we met another intelligent civilization,
yeah,
how would we act? Would we be respectful or would we try to take their tech?
Would we see them as equals or as a threat?
We've got a pretty bad track record with meeting new cultures here on Earth.
Yeah, history's full of conflict and exploitation.
We've got to learn from those mistakes.
We have to be careful.
Approach any contact with wisdom and compassion.
It's crucial to have ethical guidelines, protocols for how we interact with extraterrestrial civilizations.
Make sure it's beneficial for everyone.
Absolutely. We're not just representing ourselves, we're representing all of humanity.
So basically, proving the ancient alien theory wouldn't just be a scientific discovery. It
right.
would change everything, culturally, technologically, ethically.
It would make us rethink our place in the universe, our relationship with tech.
Even our own humanity.
Yeah.
And it reminds us that looking for alien life, it's not just about finding aliens, it's about understanding ourselves.
Pushing the limits of knowledge.
Challenging what we believe.
Embracing the wonder of the cosmos.
And sometimes it's just about letting ourselves wonder, you know? Speculate, dream.
Yeah.
Because even if the ancient alien theory is just a story, the questions it asks are real.
The possibilities are exciting.
Dream exploring those possibilities, that's what matters.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, we really dug deep.
But before we go, I want to leave you with one last thought.
Right.
Even if we never find proof that aliens were involved in our past, just the fact that we can even imagine it, that says something about us.
It really does.
About our sense of wonder, our desire to learn, and our fascination with the unknown.
Well said.
So to everyone listening, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep looking up at the stars.
Keep that sense of wonder.
Who knows what's out there waiting to be discovered?
The journey's just beginning.
That's it for our deep dive into the ancient alien theory. Hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep those minds curious and those imaginations going.
Stay curious.